Audio 11, The Entry into the Cave. Welcome to St. Joseph's Underground River Caves. They represent an impressive karst complex formed by five interconnected caves. The entire complex is named after the largest cave, known as St. Joseph's, or the Fountain, for being an active hypogeal upwelling of water, the source of the Belcaire River. With such a volume of water, the river is navigable for most of its course. Because of that, the cave has been declared a tourist interest, managed by the Town Council of Balduso. So far, 2,384 meters have been explored and mapped, but this is not the cave's total length. In fact, despite multiple visits by speleologists, the source of the river has not yet been found, nor the cave's end. To the left, one can observe a number of cave paintings from the Paleolithic era. These have been declared a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. They have a reddish color due to the mixture of natural and mineral pigments, such as ochre, crushed with dissolved animal fats and oils. The design of undulating lines is thought to represent the river. Because of the continuous dripping of water and the overall moisture, a lime film is forming, which prevents one from having a clear look at the paintings. The proximity of a settlement of the Iberian era indicates that, at that time, the cave was already known and explored, as well as during the long Roman rule. A Roman gravestone has been found, dedicated to Caio Gneo Crassus, son of the Roman consul Marcus Licinius Crassus. Now, to the right, we can see a recess that has been used as a habitat by human groups in prehistoric times, which is known today as the Archaeologist Gallery. From here, one can gain access to the back of the cave to do some excavation. Inside the mountain where we now stand, its galleries are part of the same cave with karst formation made by water streams that run beneath the earth's surface due to water infiltration. Moving on to the pier, again to the right, we find an archaeological site which belongs to the Magdalenian period during the Paleolithic era. These rocks collapsed in 10,000 BC as a result of a cataclysm. Archaeological excavations conducted by the Municipal Archaeological Museum of Uso Val revealed an occupational sequence with Solutrean, Magdalenian, and Bronze Age levels, as well as two cave painting panels. Researchers collected sediment samples from the ground, such as shells, regurgitations of birds, and excrement, which were able to date them from the year 17,000 BC.